Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm
bad. I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union. Couldn't do without him. His reporting to on all things taxes and tax policy has been invaluable to us over the last 20 years or so, and he's our good friend Pete. Welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, Pete. The first thing we're going to talk about, folks, is something that Pete and his organization have been tracking very closely, and so have we on this show. We've reported on it actually a fair amount this year already, again, and I've been talking about this concept, this idea of remote sales tax for almost 20 years, Pete. And so recently, as you know, and as we've talked about on the show, the Supreme Court ruled on the Wayfair v. South Dakota case, or maybe I should say the South Dakota v. Wayfair, and they ruled in favor of the state, and they said that they kind of did away with the whole nexus idea, meaning that you have to have a base of some kind, an operation of some kind, in a state to be required to pay sales tax, and so that's kind of for online small business online sellers, it's kind of messed things up a little bit, hasn't it?
Well, it certainly has, and of course there was an article just today in Law 360 that is saying barely 6 weeks after this decision was issued, almost half of the states are moving right now to begin collecting sales taxes from remote sellers.
Yeah.
Some states already had laws in place that would be automatically triggered by a favorable Supreme Court decision, or favorable to them, I guess. Other states have what they claim to be administrative powers to actually begin the enforcement process. Still other states, their legislatures are trying to harmonize their laws with the so-called Wayfair standard.
Right.
And that's a real problem because there really isn't a standard.
Right now, we don't know. Right now, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't have an idea what to do. I mean, I sell books. I sell books on my website to people all over the place. And so how do I know how to behave? Because one thing that's been kind of been the standard is called the Nexus standard, where most of the states, if I'm not mistaken, Pete, correct me if I'm wrong here, most of the states had settled it previously into the Nexus standard, which meant that if you didn't have a Nexus, you didn't have to pay taxes. Well, just because the Supreme Court ruled the way they did, that doesn't change that state's standard. The state has to change the standard, don't they?
In many cases, they do. In some cases, they had laws and mechanisms ready to go if the court gave a decision.
That's what you were talking about.
Light. And, yeah, and the real problem here, of course, is the court's opinion said the physical presence standard, where you have to have nexus to the state, no longer applies and it's obsolete. But they didn't say what kind of standard should replace it. They were uncharacteristically, well, some would say characteristically,
yeah,
vague about what a state can do going forward. I mean, one of the biggest questions for small businesses, what does sales and minimum contact thresholds mean in new state laws? In other words, South Dakota's law that was upheld said you had to have more than $100,000 of business in the state or conduct more than 200 transactions,
right,
to be subject to South Dakota sales tax. Well, is that the standard they all have to follow now, or could a state lower that threshold even more? That could mean a big threat to the smallest online sellers, and you can bet some states out there will test that threshold.
Right. Well, I hope. See, that's the thing, folks. Now the WWW really does mean Wild Web, doesn't it? With regard to sales tax, and this is a real problem. And do you think the states will bear down on sellers during this confusing time and try to enforce this in an overbearing way?
Yes. Pick a state that has budget problems right now.
Illinois.
Pick a state that needs to find some loose change under the couch cushions, and you can bet they will be the first ones to try to test the boundaries of this decision.
California. I believe California will be the first one because they're already passing their own GDRP laws out there.
Yes.
So
they
folks,
will be the leaders.
So if you're selling, if you're a small business selling online, buckle up, folks. It's a new world. And forewarned is forearmed, but you can't say we haven't been warning you about it. Maybe we'll have some help one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.